fuel eliminator from. Scrappers Racing, Mr. Mike Salinas. Mike took the number one spot with a 365.2. Mike is tuned by Alan Johnson. Kind of a showstopper Friday night under the lights here at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Mike, tell us a little bit about that number one qualifying pass.
Actually, Alan has been working on a few things, and the guys have been working on stuff. So I think with where they're headed and what they're doing, we got some great stuff coming our way. It was fast. It was very fast, you know, to say the least. The impressive numbers are the 330 numbers. Those are the impressive numbers that we were really watching. And Brittany just did close to that. So we know that we're right in the hunt. And the numbers of all these cars, there is nobody out here that you take lightly. There's nobody. And it's pretty impressive how the whole class is racing up. And they are not messing around. So you better have your A game when you come play with these guys.
Brittany Forsett qualified number one 8 in a row, 10 on the season. You guys broke that streak over the past several races. What has been the talk as you guys have been trying to step up?
When you watch what they're doing and what Torrance is doing, and you know the way they are running, like I said, everybody is trying to top everybody here. But he found something. Brittany's crew chief found something, and we think we're on the same deal. We really do.
The remainder of your qualifying, you're not always trying to run low ET. Sometimes you're trying to get down the track in the conditions or be low of the round. So the other two sessions, walk me through those.
Yeah, the second one there, I shook the tires. I drove out of the groove. We've been working on the car and myself on some of these runs. The third pass, basically, that was a race day pass. And that's a good start, and we know that we can squeeze it up to a 69, and it would be fine.
When you have a good car like that, and Alan and the guys, and you prove to everyone that the car is fast, ultimately it then comes back to the driver because they give you the car. If it goes, you got a shot to win. So talk a little bit about your driving and what you'd like to accomplish now that you have a car that can clearly go out and run with the best of them.
Yeah, I need to get better on my reaction times, and actually, the car is moving a lot on me on the top end, so I just got to clean up my act on it, and I'm working on that now. So I think it'll get better. Driving the Pro Mod's been fun and helping me with other things. I mean, it's getting a lot better. So if we're going to do this, we have to just do more things to control it. I'm watching the tree and coming up with a system that works for me, because whatever works for everybody else doesn't work for me. You know, I used to cut pretty decent lights before, and after this 60-year-old deal, it changed. So we'll get it back. We'll get it back. And I mean, when you can cut, my ultimate goal is to be like Josh Hart and those guys. You know, Ashley, they're 35s to 40s, and you better be. That's where it's got to be now. You're not going to win this race with an 80 or a 90 anymore.
And eliminations tomorrow. Just talk about your mindset going into round one.
Don't care who I run. Doesn't matter. I got my own stuff on my own lane. I never care. I don't even know who I race, to be honest with you. I won't know, and I don't ask. I'll know when I'm in the lanes with them.
There you go. Mike, congratulations. Great round.
Thank you. Appreciate it.